Good afternoon, everyone, and including Mr. Blackbird. The sun's gone in now. It's been a warm day. It's very close now. It's not at all cold. It's probably about 24 degrees. I'm sitting on my swinging seat. I really want to just talk a little bit about the recent terrorist attack in Manchester. I've just been feeling so upset and so miserable about it. I've only ever been to Manchester once, a long time ago, for a weekend, and I didn't enjoy myself. Not because of where it was, but because of the circumstances. But it could be anywhere, it could have been anywhere. I mean, we've had London's no stranger to terrorism. But the fact is, it's a community. A community torn apart, but yet put together, brought together because they don't want to let these people bring them down. But what really upset me this morning, there was a lot of publicity about that the 15-year-old girl, Olivia Campbell. Oh, the sun's coming out again now. I heard her mum talking on the radio through Monday, the early hours of Tuesday morning, appealing for her whereabouts. She said that her uncle was out looking for her, dad was out looking for her friend had been found and she hadn't, and her phone wasn't ringing out. I didn't hear the news this morning and I didn't know what happened to her. Last night it was still that she hadn't been accounted for on the news when I saw it. So I dropped Nile off at the vets this morning for a dental. I was waiting for a taxi to go there and I thought I'd just put it into Google, so I just put in Olivia Campbell, has she been found yet? And of course it came up that she'd been confirmed as one of the people that was killed, and I started crying about someone I don't even know. But I thought, what a waste of life, what a senseless waste of all those lives. And my heart really goes out to the families as well. Because not only the families of those who've lost or who have family members or loved ones who are injured, but those who were in the vicinity, those who witnessed anything, because there were a lot of young people. I think that's why it's affected me so much. A lot of young people who will probably be scarred in some way, maybe some to a lesser degree, but some people will be scarred for life by this. And the most awful thing about it all is that the perpetrator was only 22 himself. 22 years old. What messed up thinking possessed him to do that? Who are the people behind all this that brainwash these young people to think that they're doing the right thing? And it's upsetting me so much to think he got up that day knowing what he was going to do. How messed up is that? Like the Paris bombers. When they raided their flat, they found they'd had pizza the night before. They sat down and ate pizza. They'd been on drugs and cocaine. They're off their heads, probably. Maybe that's how they get through it. But what kind of messed up world is this? Who are these people behind it, or why can't they be caught? Let them go and do their own dirty work. Instead of brainwashing these youngsters. And people going about immigrants coming into the UK, they're a threat, terrorism threat. Well, I know this young man's parents were immigrants, but they didn't do it. He was born here. He was born here and grew up here. So was the man that did the Westminster Bridge attack. What is this messed up business? It's not religion. Anyway, that's just a few of my thoughts. I just feel so badly for everyone involved. It's a beautiful day here and the birds are singing and I should be feeling really happy, but I'm feeling very depressed about it. I hope Toby's gone for a driving lesson. He was at work this morning and he's got to work this evening as well, but he's come home in between. He brought me some donuts. I haven't had one yet because I've not long eaten. That's a cat either coming or going over the fence. It's a really lovely day, but it's not lovely for those people who've lost their members of their family, including the parents of this man. How must they feel? I'm sure he wasn't brought up. He wasn't born a terrorist. I'm sure they didn't bring him up as a terrorist. So where did it all go wrong for him? Where did it go wrong to the extent that he's not only ruined his own life, but so many other people's lives have been affected? There's sirens now. And now we're on the critical alert in the UK. And there's Connor. Connor, he works at Bluewater, which is a prime target for terrorism. It always has been. It's an indoor shopping centre in Hither Green, near Dartford. About 8 miles from here. He's there most days. But we have to carry on, because what's the sense in staying at home and being afraid to go out? And the thing is, with these suicide bombers, how can you stop them? You can't. They've been discussing it on Radio Kent this morning, and they were saying that if you know, that they'd carry out searches in the auditorium, but he detonated the belt in the foyer. So someone said, well, why don't they do the checks in the foyer? But then people will be queuing up outside the door to come into the foyer to be checked, and then they're a target, because you can't have a check everywhere, every step you take outside your home. You can't be checked everywhere. And the thing is, if someone's got a gun and there's soldiers on the street or armed police, there's a chance of taking them out. But if someone's got a suicide, a belt with bombs and explosives and all that strapped onto them, what are they going to do if they're caught? They're just going to detonate themselves, aren't they? Because they don't care. They were going to do it anyway. So it's very, 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 very difficult. And they're saying, oh, be vigilant. Be vigilant of what? We've been vigilant for years about unattended packages and carrier bags left on trains and in bins and things like that. In fact, at one time they took a lot of the bins, public bins, away because of the threat of bombs. But being vigilant isn't going to pick up a suicide bomber, really. That's why it's been throughout recent years in, you know, all over the world, such a quote successful unquote method of causing havoc, because all they have to do is walk into a crowded market, station, whatever, and hey presto, everyone around are sitting ducks, and how can you spot them, really? That buzzy insect better not come near me, because I think it might be a wasp. Anyway, I just thought I'd come on here and send my condolences to the people of Manchester. Us in London, well, Manchester's no strangers to terrorism either. So we're all in it together now. Oh, it's coming too near me for my liking. Go away. That's the downside of nice weather, but it is a lovely, it's a beautiful day. I'd love to be going out for a walk, and I can't. I've got no Nile and no Obie, and I don't know where my cane is. I actually don't know where it is. I usually take it in one of my bags to dialysis, but I took it out with me last week when we went to the went to Bromley last Wednesday, and I don't know what I did with it when I came home. Anyway, I'm sure the kids are going to come out to play in a minute, so I'm going to go in and do some housework. I had to go out without my Fitbit today, honestly. It's the first time I've had it since Christmas, and I haven't been out with it. Without it, I mean, I couldn't get it to charge because I was trying to charge it on my little power bank, and it wasn't having any of it. It's done now. I had to plug it in properly. But into the power, a power source that's not a battery charger. And yeah, so there, I had to forego some steps, but I'll make up for them now. And then later this afternoon I'll sit down and have a cup of tea and a donut. Anyway, I hope you're all having a good day, night, evening, morning, whatever and wherever you are. Just stay safe, everyone.